Well, Coach, wrapping up a great spring for you, track and field. You took some kids down to the state meet, and Omaha did not disappoint. And one good thing is you've got all but one back for next year, which is kind of cool. But kids you took down there really performed well. Maybe you didn't not all of them medal, of course, but you had some kids really compete well and equal of their times or marks or pretty darn close, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought they performed really, really well. They're a great group of kids. They've worked hard all year. This was probably one of the more competitive state meets that I've seen, especially in the events we were in. They were all just like a night and day more competitive than maybe last year. And I thought our kids rose to the occasion and did a lot of good things.
Your one senior took down there, Alyssa Coe, in the vault. She comes away with a third place finish at 10 feet and wraps up a pretty nice career for that young lady, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's been awesome for us. She's been a great leader. She's kind of late to the game in terms of her vault career, and I thought she put everything together, and she's worked really, really hard the last 3 years, and you know, going out with a third place medal is really good. It was kind of some adversity there with the rain moving in and kind of having to pause there in the middle of it, and I thought she did a great job responding to that and, you know, finished it off in a great spot.
Yeah, I remember texting you and asking, because we hadn't heard anything in the booth, that normal situations in the past, when weather has moved in, they moved everything over to Boys Town, but apparently I'm not for sure. Did you hear a reason why, or not available, or what?
I never heard anything. I guess I don't think Rudy, he didn't mention anything. I think it was maybe moving quick enough that they thought they could fit it in. I think, yeah, Boys Town's maybe a last resort. It's definitely a lot different surface over there, and you can't wear spikes. And so I think they try to avoid that if all possible. So I think it was, about 45 minutes or so we had to wait, but they got it rolling again, and they were able to finish.
Sticking with the vault. By the way, one more thing with Alyssa. She has been on your charts, your top five charts, right up there with the top five of all time, isn't she?
Yeah, she moved up. I think every year she's added to it, and she finishes her career number one at 10-3. So yeah, very, very proud of how she's competed, and she's done a lot of great things.
Sticking with the vault, the Hammond boys who go down there and both perform well. And Gage, boy, he would have loved to have gone back-to-back as state champion, but third place hit the 14-foot mark. And Brody just missed out of a medal by one spot at 13 feet. So both those guys are back for you next year. And boy, what a vault field in the boys' Class D competition. And of course, involving a lot of fellow RPAC Conference vaulters.
Yeah, that was really fun to be a part of. And I think both Brody and Gage will say the same thing. They were, you know, competing against the same guys they've competed against all year. And it was really cool to see our pack go 1 through 5, and then probably, 7 out of the top 10 maybe. So, that was a really, really competitive field. I think Brody, if he would have been able to vault last year, would have got third with what he went this year. So I think he was kind of bummed, but going 13-foot, as a freshman is phenomenal. And, you know, Gage, I think he would have obviously loved to go back-to-back, but, you know, I think he's pretty good friends with those guys, and he enjoys the competition. I think he was pretty happy for him. So I think he was pretty pleased with still getting a third place. And, yeah, that was just a crazy good field.
And a lot of those RPAC kids, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Saner kid, the champion from Sutherland, was a senior, if I'm not mistaken, but a lot of those guys are underclassmen, and they'll be back next year, too.
Yeah, I think him and maybe one of the others, but, most of them will be back. And, this part of the state's been so good at vault the last few years, and I think that's going to definitely continue and should be some good competitions next few years.
Aspen Billiter, of course, was busy in three events and all the three jumps and came away. We'll talk first the high jump. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, fourth for the second straight year at 5'1".
Yep, she got fourth for the second year. That was a pretty competitive field as well. A couple of girls had come in going over 5'6". So, for her to get fourth in that field, it was pretty good. And I think she just missed the 5'3". It looked like a couple attempts, so she was close there. But Yeah, very pleased with how she competed in the high jump.
And then she came back and just finished, you know, made finals, a long jump and also treble jump, and one spot out of medaling in both those.
Yeah, she PR'd pretty significantly in the long jump, too. I think by like 5 or 6 inches, put her, I think, number 3 all time for us. And again, most years, I think she would have been about 4th or so in that. So another really, really competitive field. But I'm very proud of her. She made finals in 3 jumping events, which is crazy and so hard to do and so hard to be competitive and all that with all that jumping. So, maybe wasn't necessarily how she wanted to finish it, but very proud of how she competed. And it was a great accomplishment.
And then, of course, you had freshman Eliana Walkington down there on the high hurdles, and she just got better each and every meet and get herself down there a chance to compete. Didn't make finals, but you know darn well this experience is going to help her next year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really good to get her down there and get that experience early. As a freshman, it's really tough to compete in the hurdles. Hate to say it again, but another really, really competitive hurdle field down there with lots of good hurdlers. So it's going to be huge for her to get down there, experience that, and kind of use that as some motivation. But very proud of how she competed. I think she's the second fastest freshman in the state coming out of there. So future is very bright for her.
Great season for Southwest once again, Coach. Again, you'll have a lot of these kids back. Plus, you had some, others that didn't quite make it down to state, but you know darn well they've got the potential to punch their ticket next year with what they did this year. A lot of them were underclassmen, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely very very underclassmen heavy. A lot of freshmen and sophomores. They worked, really, really hard this year and had a couple of them, I think 3 or 4 in the a freshman in the top couple, 3 to 5 in the state for freshmen. So the future definitely is pretty bright for those guys. And I think we got another pretty good group of incoming freshmen that should be able to contribute as well. So should still be a pretty young team next year, but definitely building towards the future.